Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting a U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments in the legal battle over President Donald Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven nations. Speaking to the National Sheriffs Association at the White House Tuesday, the president did not predict the outcome of the hearing but acknowledged that it could end up in the Supreme Court.
We'll see what happens. We have a big court case. We're well represented. And we're going to see what happens.
Is it going to go to the Supreme Court, you think?
Good. And we'll see. Hopefully it doesn't happen.
Donald Trump. Afghan officials say a suicide bomb attack near the nation's Supreme Court building in Kabul has killed at least 19 people and wounded about 40. Most of the victims are said to be court employees, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Russia will host a regional conference on the Afghanistan conflict later this month. Participants are expected to discuss efforts to settle the conflict and to prevent Islamic State terrorists from getting a foothold in the nation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday Afghanistan has been formally invited to the mid-February talks and that senior officials from China, Iran, India, and Pakistan will also be in attendance. Five mortar rounds exploded near Mogadishu Airport in the capital of Somalia Tuesday. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attack. Suspicion quickly fell on the militant group Al-Shabaab, which has vowed to disrupt Wednesday's parliamentary vote to choose the nation's president. The incumbent president, Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, is seeking re-election against more than 20 other candidates. For more on that and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has invited Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to visit him at his Florida resort this weekend. A White House spokesman said the invitation shows the importance of U.S. relations with Japan. The European Union Tuesday condemned a new Israeli law legalizing dozens of Jewish settler outposts on Palestinian land. Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini called on the Israeli government to refrain from implementing the law. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he deeply regrets the adoption of the measure, saying that the settler outposts violate international law. The Palestinian Authority is calling for the international community to punish Israel. With François Fillon declaring he will continue campaigning to become president of France despite reports involving shady payments to his wife, another French candidate moved into the scandal spotlight Tuesday. Centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron was forced to deny rumors that he has engaged in a homosexual relationship outside of his marriage. Syrian activists say airstrikes on the rebel-held city of Idlib Tuesday killed at least 15 people. They say dozens of people were wounded and several buildings were demolished. Opposition activists reported airstrikes on several suburbs of the city of Damascus. They did not say who carried out the attacks. Britain's Conservative government says Parliament will get to vote on a European Union exit agreement before it is finalized by the bloc. Brexit Minister David Jones said the vote will cover the withdrawal arrangement and Britain's future relationship with the EU.
I can confirm that the government will bring forward a motion on the final agreement to be approved by both Houses of Parliament before it's concluded, and we expect and intend that this will happen before the European Parliament debates and votes on the final agreement.
Meanwhile, the Scottish Parliament voted Tuesday to reject Brexit. That vote, though, is non-binding. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence cast the tie-breaking Senate vote Tuesday to confirm President Trump's Education Secretary nominee, Betsy DeVos.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
It was the first time in American history that a vice president has been needed to get a cabinet pick approved. The U.S. trade deficit improved slightly in December. The gap between what the U.S. buys from overseas and what Americans sell to foreign markets was just over $44 billion for December. That's a little better than the previous month, but the total for the whole year was just over $502 billion. That's the worst record since 2012. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.